You are listening to the Baby Sleep Answers podcast, the podcast that answers all your baby sleep questions, but it's also just your friend in your ear here to let you know it's normal to struggle, it's normal to have anxiety, and it's normal to want to sleep more.
Good morning. It is almost the end of March, which is crazy to me. We're in the spring now. I just feel like life is just going by way too fast now. Like last, I don't know, I feel like I was just here talking to myself on a microphone. Just, you know, knowing I would reach hundreds of people that would tell me about my podcast, and now I'm back here again. Okay, no, but really funny, I was looking through my list because I was like, I want to talk about nap dropping, but I feel like I must have already done it. So I was looking through my podcast, and then some of them were like on Spotify, you can click on them, and some of them are white and some of them are darkened. I was like, why are these darkened? And it says those are explicit. And I was like, what? Why do I have explicit episodes? And I think someone, and it's on two of the ones that I have, like, guests. And so I think it's the ones where maybe my guest accidentally said a swear word. And I guess Spotify deems that as explicit. So there I am putting out explicit content in the world. But yeah, so cool news on my end. I'm hoping you guys will tell me what's going on with your lives. But next week, we're going to Florida. We're going to go visit my dad. And he lives close to Disney, not super close, but close to Disney. So we're going to wake up early and drive 3 hours. I guess 3 hours is not super close. Drive 3 hours to Disney and then be at Magic Kingdom all day and then stay there a night and then come back and then stay in Florida for a few days. So we have a pretty crazy week ahead of us right after Easter. I hadn't realized it was coming up so soon. I was like, Joe, we're leaving like in a couple weeks. He's like, no, we're leaving next week, this time next week. And I was like, oh gosh. So hopefully before next Tuesday, I can get on. Maybe I'll do another travel episode, or if not, let me know what you guys would like to hear about. I rather do topics that you guys ask for rather than me just kind of guessing what you guys would like. Anyways, so today is about nap drops. I do get a lot of questions about nap drops, and I have like one specific rule I usually use for nap drops, but then I have a little bit more nuance to add to it. So let's get started. Wow, I just realized that intro was like 2.5 minutes. I'm sorry. But anyways, when do you nap drop? So I have a hard and fast rule to just kind of start guiding you, which is when you have 3 nights of 3 of the following in a row and of the following 5. So there's 5 things that you want to look for. Either baby's waking up early, baby is fighting their first nap, fighting their second or last nap, fighting bedtime, and being up at night, either like a split night or just being up a ton. And this is, you know, after they had had a period of stable sleep. If 3 of those 5 things happen 3 nights in a row, that's when you know you probably have to nap drop. Now, if you have a super sensitive baby or a baby who's been really difficult to schedule, like most of my clients, you don't want to go straight into nap drop. You want to go first into nap capping, which means, for example, a lot of 5-month-olds, a lot of 6-month-olds, I was actually talking to one of my college friends, and she's like, my 6-month-old stopped sleeping. And I was like, well, what's her schedule? And she told me, and she was like, 1.5-hour nap, another 1.5-hour nap, and the last one is just like 40 minutes. And she's just up all night now. And I was like, oh, okay, so she's turning 7 soon, so we need to cap that last nap. Don't drop it. She's like, I can't drop it because when I drop it, it's too long before bedtime. No, don't drop it. Just cap it. And this is a super, super common 6-month or 5-6 month schedule I see, is about 1.5 hours for a first nap, 1.5 hours for a second nap, or 1 hour for a second nap, and then just 15 minutes for the last one. Or for lower sleep needs, it might be just 5 minutes for the last nap. Because that last nap is not meant to be like restorative, it's not meant to have them feel super well rested and be their nap. It's just meant to get them to bedtime. So let's go back to the, when you do nap drop. Your baby's been sleeping fine, and then, you know, they're fighting their first nap and they're up a lot at night and they wake up early. You might just be having too much nap in your hands, so definitely drop a nap. Now, the tricky thing is for babies who are not super sensitive. I mean, with babies that are super sensitive, that's why you have to cap constantly, right? Because every so often they're like, oh, they're waking up again. Okay, cap the nap a little bit. Okay, well, they're waking up again. Like, cap the nap a little bit. This is someone like my kids or someone my sister's kids. She, every so often, she caps a nap. Capped a nap. Now her twins are on one nap. But for someone who's not as sensitive, for a baby who isn't really like, whatever, I'll sleep 10 more minutes and I'll sleep at night, it builds up, right? So if they're taking an hour nap and then another hour nap, and then all of a sudden they need less sleep, it's probably been months of building up of them needing less and less sleep. So sometimes people are like, I'm not going to cut a whole nap. It's, you know, I'm not going to take away 30, 40 minutes from their nap randomly. And it's like, well, it's been building up, they've been needing less sleep, but since they're not that sensitive, they haven't let you know until it's like, whoa, very much need less sleep, just cap the whole nap. Now, to cap the nap, what you want to do, I mean, to cut the nap, you really just want to stop offering the nap, right? It's tricky. Different drops, you know, 4-3, 3-2, 2-1, and 1-0, they're very different. The 4-3 nap, usually you just stop offering that fourth nap and bring bedtime earlier. And that's usually around 4 months anyway, when they're already going to bed so late from newborn stage till 4 months. And so it's always kind of nice. So now you can go to bed at 7 instead of going to bed at 9. That's the 4-3. The 3-2 drop, again, is the trickier one. It's usually around 5.5, 6, 7.5 months. And that's the one we usually have to cap that last nap 5-10 minutes. I mean, you cut it to 5 or 10 minutes. And then once it's just like impossible to get that one, and the first and second week windows are getting longer and longer, then you just get rid of the nap and then you're on 2 naps. Now, the 2-1 nap drop, that's the super tricky one. I have specifics in my troubleshooting guide that you can get for free when you get a sleep course, or you can get it by yourself. I think it's just like $40. I should check. But that one's the trickiest one, because it really depends on how your baby reacts. If you're super sensitive, if they need more sleep, if they need less sleep. But usually what I like to do, especially with more sensitive babies, is if they're on 2 naps, you start capping that first nap to build up sleep pressure so that they can fall asleep for that second nap. So if you have an hour in the morning, hour in the afternoon, you start capping that to 40 minutes in the morning, hour and 15 in the afternoon. And then you cap it after a while to half an hour in the morning, hour 45 in the afternoon. And then just sometimes we have to do even just 10 minutes in the morning so that they can make it to a second nap with enough sleep pressure. And it makes your wake windows wonky. It's no longer like the nice, oh, they're 12 months, so now we're doing 4 hours. You know, it's like, okay, 3.5 before that 10 minutes, and then 3.5 before that hour and a half, and then 6 hours before bed. So it does get tricky. But just playing along with that. Or if you have a less sensitive baby, you just, you know, stop offering the first nap and then make the second nap be the only nap in the middle of the day. And then that makes, you know, lunch kind of tricky. And you have to decide if you're going to do a super early lunch. Or what I like to do is called a sandwich lunch, not because I give them sandwiches, but because I give them a big meal at 11, nap at 11:30, 12, and then a big snack at 1:30 or 2 or 3 if you're lucky that they sleep that much. And that's kind of when you settle into the routine that most kids are at of breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner. And that's a nice one when you're on no nap. Now, dropping that last nap, you might not even worry about it if you're lucky for until they're 4.5, 5, and they go to school and you're like, oh, well, they can't nap anymore. But if you are unlucky, or not necessarily unlucky, but if your baby's just needless sleep, you might be facing that nap drop around 2 years old, or in 2.5, 3 years old. And it's a lot tougher because they're toddlers. And sometimes you're like, well, what if they need to sleep? But some clear, clear signs that they do not need that last nap is, again, those 3 out of 5. So waking up early, fighting their nap, fighting the bedtime, being up at night, 3 out of those 5. But also just like, it's just not worth it at some point when they're just so fussy. They fight you for a nap for 2 hours and they fall asleep, and they're so fussy when you wake them and then they don't fall asleep till like midnight. That's when you know you don't need a nap. Actually, funny, in my group text, my friend texted that her 2.5-year-old almost, she fell asleep at like 4:35, but she's like, well, night shot. And yeah, she texted us later at like 9:30. Yep, my 2-year-old's still awake. And so that kind of stuff happens. If you know my story, you know my kids all dropped their nap by 2, 2.5. My latest little one, who's still, you know, my biggest sleep trouble issue person kid, she dropped her nap like the day she turned 2, basically, which is completely fine. I do like the no nap life as well, especially when your nap life is like 8 minutes in a car. But that feels so long ago. I just feel like my kids are so old. But yeah, updates on my life are next time. if I get to come on here before our Florida trip. If I don't, hopefully I do. But if I don't, I wish you have a wonderful next week. And I do hope you have a wonderful Easter. And remember that God loves you. If you don't like hearing that, I'm sorry. But I like saying that and reminding everyone. So yeah, I hope you sleep really well. I hope this is really helpful. And again, let me know any topics you really want to hear about.